As was said in court, and then the judge also actually quoted the provision that deals with that. The law makes provision for the payment of compensation to people who may be, in the eyes of the law itself, sees that they have been wrongfully imprisoned or treated by way of the prosecutorial charge. So in this instance, I have been acting for these accused people right from the inception of the case, purely on a pro bono basis, for free. And I've seen what they've gone through, even the anxiety of having a trial and knowing that, because we all know that the punishment for this type of offences is capital punishment. So all we were doing was basically saying to the court that they have to be compensated for the ordeal that they've been through. Some of them have been away from their families and things like that. And like I said, it's not just asking for the sake of it, but it's basically so that in future, because what we want the criminal justice system to be fair, and that fairness to the accused, fairness to the victim, and fairness to the public. Because when all these three fairness meet, and then it's gone through, and one is, you can't concentrate only on maybe the public or only on the complainants or the victims as well. The accused persons too needs to be taken care of. So here, all we're saying is that if like the proper investigation, the assessment of the evidence has been done at the onset of the case before you go in and arrest. You can place people on police bail. There are so whole lot of things, because liberty is integral. Our constitution guarantees it. Various international organizations and instruments guarantee it, so that we don't get to situations where people are arrested, detained, and then eventually released.
George Bernard Shaw is the lawyer for the eight accused persons who have been discharged by an Accra District Court.